Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where if you are over here on our YouTube channel, you know the movie we're talking about because you can see the poster right here. If you're on our podcast, you're probably wondering which movie I'm talking about, unless you were listening yesterday. If you were listening yesterday, you know the one we're talking about today. And if you haven't listened to yesterday's yet and you want to go back and listen to that one, you're more than welcome, because honestly, you need that one to get this one. Now, which one am I talking about? Well, I am talking about the much highly anticipated sequel to Greenland. Greenland, I guess, is how a couple people got on me for the pronunciation of that one in the email. And they're like, it's not Greenland, it's Greenland. Like, it's the same thing. But I know different pronunciations, potato, potato, so such as it is. But yes, we are talking about the sequel to the 2020 Greenland movie. And this one is Greenland 2 Migration. And if you have seen the rest, if you've seen the first one, you probably have an idea which direction this one's going in. If you have not seen the first one, quick recap. Middle class family separated because of infidelity. Basically is brought back together by the sheer thing of trying to survive the comet Clark, which basically is going to impact the planet and destroy it. Basically a planet killer. So very few are going to survive, if any, and how that plays out. And obviously they survived because there's the sequel. And so that just kind of like just a really quick recap on that. Now, I surprised a lot of people by giving the first one an innocent rating, and I'm going to surprise you again. Though the language is a little strong, there is nothing scene-wise that's inappropriate here. There's nothing that would be too much. It's a little heavy, maybe for the youngest audiences, but there's nothing in these except for some language that would be like really off-putting. So if you are sensitive to language, then you might want to skip this one. But if you are just looking purely on the content and the story, which is what I do, I interrogate movies for their plot and their content. And that's why I try to bring it up to you to let you know that there is some language in these. But story-wise, it's just, there's nothing really too intense about it. There's a couple scenes that are just like, a little bit, but nothing that is just over the top. Now, if you're watching this over on our YouTube channel, you're going, what is with the poster? Why is it in French? And you know, that might get some of my podcast people over here just be going like, what are they talking? What's she talking about? Well, I look at all the different posters that were available for these movies, and I find the one that I like the best and the one that I think fits closest to other movies and stuff in the series. And since there's only been one other one in the series that kind of had this same like sepia type tone to it, I wanted to go over to this one because this is the only one that said the Greenland Migration on it as well. And so I turned this from this poster into, take that away, here's the podcast image. As you see, I did go ahead and put the fact that it's Greenland 2 Migration, whereas the poster itself just says Greenland Migration on it. But yeah, this is going to be the podcast image that you're going to want to look for on any of our podcast platforms. So anywhere you listen to the Movie Deputy Reviews podcast, this is the image that you're going to want to check out. But I'm going to bring the poster back up here. Now, before I get too deep into where this movie goes, I want to share the trailer with you. So let's jump on over and check that out.
Space agencies tracking the fragment are predicting an extinction-level event. The greatest chance of survival are the bunkers in Greenland.
Go!
Just in case that, it doesn't matter what happens.
Now, if you can't gather, those initial scenes were from the first movie. So, if you're curious about that, I just hit the pause button a little bit too soon on that one.
Everybody says this is a new normal. But those who...
A new normal. Where have we heard that before? As I roll my eyes.
Lost. So, we're going on 5 years now? So, it isn't all that new. That definitely a normal.
Come here.
Listen, bud, I know it's tough being stuck down here. It's too dangerous outside.
Be advised, we've got a radiation gun north of your location.
Open the door! Get it open!
Our situation is getting worse.
Do we think there's anywhere that's safe from all of this? And we believe.
And that's kind of the whole direction that the story goes in. These bunkers had been initially assessed by global agencies and stuff like that to last for 2 years, and it has been 5 since Clark hit. So they've had to really stretch their resources and make things work, but things are very quickly coming to a head, and they need to find if there is any place safe, and that's what we're getting into here.
The crater walls prevent the radioactive storms from forming, making it
now. The whole idea with this is that the Clark crater is the sanctuary. And don't worry, no spoilers there. That's literally right here in the trailer. But the whole thing is that the crater walls are high enough that the radiation storms can't get through. Well, okay.
Safe zone. There could be breathable air, drinkable water.
It's in southern France. How exactly are we going to get there?
We can't stay here, honey. We didn't call this way for this. Our new beginning for our family.
Okay, the Clark crater is our best bet.
How many fragments do you think are up there?
More than I can count. It's crazy to think something so beautiful can be so deadly.
Where are we?
Everyone looks so lost.
We gotta go! Let's go, let's go!
The world is in dangerous place now.
Well, what is that? Storm?
That's not a storm.
Oh, sir! Jump onto something!
Half of his life has been surviving. We have to get to the creeper.
Don't look down. Hang on!
We're gonna keep going.
Take care of you both till my last breath.
And the coming soon is here, as this movie opened yesterday nationwide. Now, if you think that that looked a little bit confusing at times, let me kind of simplify it down for you a little bit. Like I said, the 2-year plan turned into 5. Something happens, and they have to leave the bunker. I won't spoil that. Don't worry. And like you said, you don't ever have to worry about spoilers from me. I mean, come on. This is... But they end up needing to migrate, hence the migration, and they're trying to get at the Clark crater, which hit in the south of France. Now, that's where the story gets interesting, because it tries to get interesting. There are some real tense moments as they are on this journey. Now, there's parts that reference to biblical things. There's parts that reference to other movies, hence Waterworld and a few other things like that. There's a very big, heavy apocalypto-type sense to everything that's going on here, because those that survived the initial impact of the crater have done anything necessary to survive for the last 5 years. And so it is a very brutal place out there. And it's not just an area where you can travel freely. Oh, sounds familiar. But then basically where everybody is refugees trying to find a home again. Maybe trying to insert a little bit too much. But like I said, there's definitely biblical references. But throughout the story as it played out, I couldn't help but think, okay, this is a human version of Land Before Time. Now, what do I mean by that? If you are familiar with the story, it kind of plays very much along those lines. And like I said, that's also where the biblical references come into that too. I won't spoil by telling you what it is. You'll have to check that out. But yeah, it's not what you expect. It builds up like it's going to be something amazing. And there's a couple scenes that are just... They just blow you away. And it's like, there's times when it's like, I'm sitting there just kind of holding onto the seat. And my eyes are like almost like I couldn't breathe, just because it's like, me breathing is going to affect the scene. And there are a couple of those scenes in this, but the rest of it is basic filler content. This could have been an amazing short, like make this half hour long, 40 minutes ish, cram all the important stuff into it. it would have been a lot better. It really would have been. I gave the first Greenland a 6 out of 10. I mean, like I said, it's been done before. It's just a different way of doing it. And it's entertaining and it's fun to watch. Not that it's really fun to watch the world come to an end, but you get my drift. And then on so many of the posters for this Greenland, too, you see like the Eiffel Tower bent over, and you see the Sydney Opera House, and you see different the things in Atlanta, and you see New York, and you see all these cities that are just decimated. And so I kind of was hoping that the movie was going to maybe go a little bit like, okay, maybe they're migrating back home. Maybe they're coming back to what was left of the U.S. Well, they kind of dispel that in the first few minutes of the movie, that basically the U.S. and Canada are basically gone. They don't really touch on it a whole lot other than saying that. And don't worry, that's not a spoiler. It doesn't really affect the story at all. But like I said, this whole thing is about them getting to this Shangri-La utopia that is the Clark Crater. And they kind of explain how that comes to be. And you kind of think after Mount St. Helens blew up and all the vegetation, everything that came back after that, and you've got the Tunguska, I'm going to totally mispronounce that crater there where over in Russia, where a lot of life has come back. And then you've got volcanic eruptions and how life comes back after that. So in theory, the idea that this crater could be this utopia is at least plausible. So is the crater everything that they're hoping it's going to be? Yeah, I guess you'll have to wait and find out, because I won't spoil that. And that's not in any of the trailers. So there's that. And there's some definite conflicts along the way that aren't necessarily as black and white as they appeared. But where did I end up with on the deputy scale? I'm sure a lot of you are on the edge of your seat waiting to learn. And I was really debating. I went into this knowing, okay, it's a sequel, especially a sequel to a story such as this, rarely lives up to the first. Unfortunately, this one kind of ended up right in that same category of the whole thing of failing to live up to the first. And then, so giving the first one a 6, I was casually expecting this one to be a 5 coming into it. And I, as much as I would love to give it that high of a score, I just can't. There are some really exciting moments in this movie, but I'd probably say 70% of it is downright boring. I mean, if this is one that I'm going to say, if you really want to see this one, wait till it comes out on instant video. I'm sure it's not going to take long to come out on like Paramount or Peacock or HBO or Netflix, Hulu, any of those. This one's not going to take long to come out on instant. So if this is one you really want to see, wait. It's just not worth, I mean, the amount that it costs to go to the theater anymore. And so you probably have a pretty good idea where my score is. I'm coming in at a 3.75 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Now, mind you, a 3 is if you must see it, wait for DVD, Blu-ray, instant video. 4 is watchable but forgettable. And yeah, it is closer to 4, but there's a lot of this that technically falls into that category, watchable but forgettable. But as a whole, like I said, if this is one you really want to see, just wait. It's you're not missing anything, I promise. Okay, yeah, you get a little bit more of the whole cinema thing with the surround sound and everything. But if you're lucky enough to have speakers or anything like that, or even just your regular TV speakers, you're going to be able to get the gist of most of this that's going on. So I hope this will help at least a few people with this story. If you are a fan of the first one, I would advise at least checking this out. Just wait to do so. But I mean, who knows, maybe this can save a few people a few dollars. Or if you're planning on heading to the theater, maybe choose a different title and then just sit back and wait for this one to come out. So, as always, I hope that you're having fun. I am. This is always an adventure. And please like, subscribe, share. You want to be sure to check out our channel and turn on those notifications. You always get the latest and greatest deputy content. We are going to have our first story coming up this next week. You're going to have to wait and check that out. But I am really excited to be bringing all of this to you, and I have a lot of fun doing it, so I hope you're having fun with me. And as always, I'll be back soon. Bye, everybody.